Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I'm your host, Cheryl Scott. Before we continue, I need to take care of business. If you like the show, review, subscribe, and share this podcast.
And Yelp it.
And Yelp it, if that's a thing.
I say it every time, Yelp it.
And if you know any squirters and they would like to be on this podcast.
Oh, we definitely need to do a squirting episode. But hold on. This is an anonymous show. And that's the only reason how I'm able to make this show possible. So thank you. Please. We need your support out there because we cannot advertise this show on our own.
There's so many people that are in SA. You guys know what SA is, right?
Sex Addicts Anonymous.
No, Squirters Anonymous. They don't want to be known.
Well, I think there's shame around squirting. We were talking about squirting downstairs, everyone. Downstairs for dinner.
I can say with all certainty that the two gentlemen in this room, including myself, say that there is absolutely no shame in squirting. And I would just say it's just a bonus.
No shame. As long as we get a heads up so we can like not ruin our comforters.
Right. I don't need you to definitely buy need to put mattress, five or six towels down and you should be okay.
But let's talk about mental health.
That's actually our topic for today. Just want to finish up on the topic of squirters. We're going to circle back and revisit this another episode, but it is something that I think girls are uncomfortable with and they don't necessarily know if it's going to happen. And I don't think it always happens. So please share your squirting stories if you're a squirter or if you've been squirted on.
If she likes you, it'll happen.
Any girl.
No.
No, I mean, if a girl's just like a squirter, you're saying they don't, it doesn't happen all the time. But I'm
like,
saying,
I mean, when you're first getting to know someone, the first couple times you have sex, maybe the girl's not wanting to reveal she's a squirter right away.
Right.
Because it's something that's not likely to happen. But then it happens and she's probably like, oh, fuck, I
had
made
one
a
who
mess.
Let me know up front.
Like, she goes, just so you know, it's a possibility.
Right.
Yeah.
There was like
I
a towel down
fair.
On the couch ahead of time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
Is it pee? Do you guys think it's pee?
100% pee. It's 100% pee. It's 100% pee.
Nope.
I fucking love this. This is the beauty of Get Canceled.
Nope. You're giving me anxiety.
I saw a meme today and it says it's just pee.
It's not, and you're giving me anxiety.
What is it?
Let me explain anxiety. I need like a therapist that does multiple things. Like I need a therapist, a psychiatrist, a massage person, and a acupuncturist all at the same time.
Fucking ain't nobody got time to do all that. Have you guys ever done acupuncture?
Yes, I have.
Is it interesting? Do you feel like a release?
The first time that I had, I don't even know if I told you the story, but the first time I had it was Thanksgiving of some random year before COVID. And I have like sciatic sometimes, so like my whole leg will give out. The pain was so bad, but it was over Thanksgiving, so no one was available. So I had a friend who I hit her up. She's like, I know you've never done this. I know you like get anxious about shit. So you're just going to have to chill your shit out because there's going to be needles in you based on what's wrong with you. She tells me where she's going to put it. And then she like warms
up. She's going to tell you where she's going to put it.
She's going to. Right. Which
oh
is.
Oh, my.
It's a little switcheroo. And
that's because we're inclusive here at Get Canceled.
Well, this all started because he wanted to give her a prick in the first place.
I didn't. No. She's the nicest person, but I never wanted to give her a prick. She gave me some on the front. Some of the ones that she gave me were literally in the middle of my stomach above my belly button. And she's just like, one, two, three. And she goes. And it just, she hits it into you.
I'm wondering, did you get them in your head, like on your temples and shit?
Yes. I've had them in my head, in my scalp.
Can they use that to promote hair growth? I think is that a thing?
It hasn't worked for me.
So we've been fucking bullshitting for 8 minutes and we haven't even gotten to our topic. You ready?
No. Yes. Can we take guesses? I forgot. Let's take guesses what the topic is.
Okay. I know what it is because I live it every day.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know, but now because of what he said, mental health. Mental health. That was a dead giveaway. Thank you.
Mental health.
Mental health.
And how it's fucking up society.
This was our topic. So we had dinner downstairs and we decided to talk about mental health because it feeds into so many other things that are happening in society.
Come to think of it, we were much better off years ago before all of this talk about mental health.
Well,
I know.
Weren't we?
A little bit.
But I was like, wait a second. Like, I'm all for mental health, but like, wait a second. No one was talking about mental health back then.
There's some stuff you just need to get over. And I think also we are fucking weak. And I'm weak too.
There's a balance. And I hate to like admit this. I think social media contributes a huge portion to people's mental health because they see what other people are doing. They want their life to be like that. And they don't realize that the other people on the other side of what they're seeing, it is just mostly or a good portion an illusion.
The grass is greener on the other side. They show the best parts. It's very curated. And people look at it and...
Right.
They get depressed.
And I could say, maybe I would flip the switch and turn it off. But then I go to myself, I absolutely couldn't be where I am without using social media to my advantage.
Right.
So it's a balance.
There's a speed with which things happen because of the internet and social media.
It's faster than it was when AOL was a thing.
Yeah.
When it was like 56K modems.
56K.
I love listening to your ice. It's like
ASMR.
Like ASMR ice version.
What's asthma?
That's when you can't breathe after you've run 6 minutes.
I suffer from the asthma.
You sound like a hillbilly trying to say Asperger's. I think forever we've had Asperger's and autism people running around doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Like neurodivergent people?
All of them for centuries, always. But now we've pointed them out. And now it's become a thing.
The counterbalance is some of those people have pointed themselves out, point of personal privilege. Mm-hmm. So fuck them. You don't got to fully point yourself out on that shit.
Yeah, we know if you're a little off. Like, people can tell. Like, for the most part, when you're living in a society, although because of all of this acceptance, we have blurred the lines of what is socially acceptable. Like, if you accept everything, if you can rationalize anything for existing.
In terms of mental health, I think we know there are certain things and conversations we can have that help us figure out how someone's doing, how we're all doing.
I'm waiting for that conversation where I'm helped.
Oh, where we intervene.
And then for some people, there is no help. There's just talking down. And I believe that, too. And I think that's okay. But that's part of mental health is knowing that not everyone's going to get to the same place or be at the same place or needs to be at the same place. But sometimes it's about being in as good of a place as you can be or being as good with whatever place you're in, you know?
Yeah.
That nails it because I think that people don't know how to cut all the bullshit out. And what he said was literally perfect. I think most people don't understand that their expectations of everything are so high because the way everything is. So now your bar is just super high and you're walking through life.
And the bar, it's not even the bar, it's unrealistic. So you're trying to achieve this idea of living your life or this reality that doesn't actually exist.
Exist. I think you're trying to make it, but you're trying to attain something that's very difficult to get. You're trying to be like some crazy person when you have a day off. Like maybe you should just fucking take a day off and be by yourself.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Well, what do you guys think about mental health days? Because this is a newer thing. I knew a couple people who did this with their children where they took a mental health day where they didn't go to school and the kid just had like a mental health day.
Right.
And again, I don't know what's going on. So it's not like I can really assess, is this a necessary mental health day or is this something of taking the day off? And like, what are the boundaries of that slippery slope where you take more and more days off for your mental illness or your mental health day?
You're saying the kids
versus just enjoying or having a break or having a day off.
Is this the adult or the kid?
The kid. Okay, yeah. So does the kid say I need a mental health day or does the parent say my kid's having a rough day and they call the school or I'm having a mental health day so I can't take my kid into school?
See, it's the adult using the kid as an excuse, in my opinion, a lot of times. If those adults are like, my kid needs a mental health day, I'm sorry, I get that, but I'm also calling bullshit at the same time because mm-hmm. you're taking advantage of your kid. Don't say I'm taking a mental health day. What you need to do is, hey, my kid's not feeling well and he's going to be off from school today.
Basically, my kid's having a tantrum, so I can't take him into school today and they know they can get away with it. But that never happened to us. If we were being little shits,
you're going to fucking school.
Yeah.
You're going to school.
My immigrant family did not subscribe to this.
Weakness.
coddling, and kids did not dictate what the parents did.
I fucking want to do another episode also, point of personal privilege, of kids of immigrant families, because the fucking immigrants are no joke. They're so tough. They've lived through some shit, you know what I mean? They're the fucking best, so I find it fascinating.
Right.
There's so many things that you're like, this helped make me tough, but also this was fucking embarrassing because fucking immigrant.
I wish someone could put it in the history of now, which it really is, but just put it out there for people to really understand. When we all grew up, you could not do that bullshit with the mental health day.
No.
As a child, you're like going to fucking school unless you're dying, vomiting, or dying, okay?
Yeah.
Even still, you're probably going to school.
You're still going to school.
Yeah, and if you're continuing to vomit, then I'll pick you up. But if you're done vomiting, it's
right?
fine.
So here's the math problem that I say is literally logic to go, our childhood and what we have produced as our society of our generation, which I don't need to quote what the hell, XYZ, PDQ, whatever the fuck, is simply that our generation is doing way better than the generation of the 20s and 30s now that doesn't go to school and doesn't give a fucking shit. So you should go to school and do all those things as a kid and not take the bullshit mental health days. It's not cool for these parents to always lean on that as an excuse. However, if your kid is on the spectrum or is having a legit mental health, that's fine. But I just don't respect it when they're making it up for their own thing or they need a fucking glass of wine during the whatever. Like, don't call it a mental health day then.
Or if someone like misgenders your child at an event.
Whatever it is, it's all bullshit, but you need to toughen up. You need to prepare your children to live in a society, to live in a future where people aren't necessarily going to cater to you and they will push you around. You want to make sure that you're raising a child that has a backbone.
And also to learn when they go to work, whether they go to college or not, mm-hmm. is when they go out into the workforce, and I've had this conversation numerous times recently, I don't care what mental state I'm in because I've had some bad ones.
Yeah.
When I go to work, I will put off the element that I am 100% even if I'm not because that is inbred in me because I'm from Alabama.
That is ingrained in a lot of people.
But not now because kids are dumb.
Also, it's important to show up to work because oftentimes work is going to change your attitude, the way you're thinking about things. It's not about you anymore. It can help get you out of the situation or the funk that you're in. But also, you can't just fucking whine and bitch and stay at home. You make commitments, you have obligations, and you have to follow through. And you have to work hard to get ahead in society and succeed. None of this fucking bullshit. Come on now.
And the other thing, too, is this just emphasizes the importance of mental health because, you know what, if you need to take a mental health day, sure, you can, and your boss can't really punish you for it. But if you take enough mental health days, you're not going to be working. You're not going to be able to hold your job down. And you don't get to just say, like, you know what, I can't do it. I mean,
You can do it.
So it's work. It's always, you know, when people say, oh, I gotta do a lot of work on myself. I gotta do the work. It's work. Yeah. You have to work on yourself. You can take the mental health days, but then you gotta work on getting it better. Talk to people. You gotta do things. Maybe start exercising, talk to therapists, whatever, right?
Also, going outside. Go for walks outside. Yeah, interact things. With people in society. Honestly, people are very kind. If you go out into the world and if you present yourself with just a pleasant, optimistic attitude, I do think good things will happen.
You're 100% right. Here's where I have to throw the okay butt and somewhat from personal experience,
point of personal
privilege, is when you're having a legitimate mental health day, I don't like to discuss it. It's sometimes like a thing within me, like I don't want to talk about it because like if I say it over and over, I feel that it irritates people. So that's one thing that I hate about it. And then I'm just like, I'll just be quiet. And then if you're having that day, you cannot bring yourself to go out and take the walk that you should be taking. So you are stuck.
But if you have a meeting, you'll show up for it. And
right. So if I'll tell you guys what it is for me is I'm 100% responsible towards other people and I'm not 100% responsible towards myself.
Right.
I can relate to that.
And that is amazing and fucked up at the same time.
Yeah.
That's called mental okayness.
I don't like having that because I should take care of myself more and I deserve to take care of myself and I should reap more of the benefits of my working my ass off. And when I don't, then it makes me mad at myself and it is literally the hamster wheel of fucking death and doom that just blows and I would do anything to get out of it. And there's no pill.
But there is a vagina.
There is.
It's a slow week, buddy. Don't worry, I'm here for you. Anyway, what I was saying, we can take the mental health days, but we also have to work on the mental health. Like the reason for the mental health day is so you can take the day to work on your health. And if you're having trouble showing up to work, That's okay, but you have to figure that out.
I don't have those. I need to show up for myself. Some people don't have that. When people don't show up for work, I'm like, you're just a mess. You really need to show up for fucking work.
Yeah.
Right.
But I am always doing that.
But like, you can show up to work, but not really show up to work. That's why it's so important that we have some access and discussion about it, because people can't just be taking a mental health day and it turns into a mental health week and a month. And then they don't go to school. They don't go to work.
And also, you know, you have to expose yourself. The only way past it is through it. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I also think it's interesting where you can show up for work and you can do things for work that you need to do for yourself, but you will not do for yourself, but you do them for your work.
My friend calls it happy clown, sad clown. So he says, like, somebody that goes out there and you put all your energy out, you give your everything, and then the next day you're drained, your fucking life force is drained. So I'm cool with that if I can then the next day have something that's really fun to occupy my day. If I don't, I'm like uber sad.
I get that. I get really sad after parties or if I have vacations with people and spend time with my friends and then I'm home alone. I'm like, ugh.
You never want the fun to end when it's happening. You can keep going.
That's why I just don't try to have fun.
And it's hard because when you do open yourself up, like what you're saying, you don't know how much to, because at some point your friends or family can, I think a lot of people with mental health issues, there's like a level of paranoia where they don't know how much they can open themselves up, because at some point someone's rolling their eyes and going, oh God, he's having issues. I don't want to be around. And you're like, but you need your friends. And so it's that level of you're hoping your friends will come and pick you up. Sometimes you're in the hole. You can't even call out to your friends. So you're just like, I'm just in a spot and you don't want to talk to anybody, but you need someone to talk to you. It's just, it's weird.
I do think a lot of people suffer in silence. We don't really know what people are going through for the most part. I think it's very rare when your friend or someone opens up and tells you the nitty gritty.
I think she wants a cookie, and if we have some milk, we'll give her a nut or butter.
Ugh.
Those are so good.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
I love nut or butters.
Butter, nutters.
Nut her butters?
Nut or butters. It's two peanuts with peanut butter inside.
No, I know what it is.
Okay.
I just started watching Arrested Development again.
Oh, it's my favorite.
So fucking good. So
blah, blah, blah.
The first three seasons, perfection. The last two were, you know, they did what they could do, but it just didn't quite work out, I think. I don't know.
Agree. I mean, some of them were okay.
I appreciate what they tried to do, but I don't want season 4 and 5 to take away what season 1 through 3 is to me.
I think the end was fine for me, but I just enjoy, that's actually my number one favorite. It's not technically a sitcom. It's not in front of a live audience, but it's my favorite TV comedy.
Does it have to be in front of a live audience?
Mm. Well, sitcoms are traditional sitcoms.
Right. It's my favorite because it's the most clever TV show that was ever made in the weirdest format ever. It's shot like The Office.
Yeah, it was pretty revolutionary. It was before its time, and also how it was woven and different references would keep coming back through. Also, it has this unauthentic... I'm fucking activated.
Authentic.
In the most delightful way. It's so biting. It's every so single good. Line.
Do you have a favorite character? It's so hard for me to pick. I think for me, it might be Lucille.
Which one's Portia de Rossi?
Lindsay. Yeah, she's great. I mean, they're all amazing.
She was great on Ally McBeal, too.
I love Job. He's so ridiculous.
Oh, it's so good. The acting is phenomenal. Even the Henry Winkler character is so fucking funny. He is this deranged, sex-crazed, shady-ass, dirty motherfucking lawyer. And it's fucking Henry Winkler. And he does it so well with this smirk and this gleam in his eye. And it's so fucking funny.
And he acts like a dummy at the same time. It's hilarious. Like the things that he does.
Yeah. It's so good.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Anyways, back to mental health.
When I'm mentally unhealthy, I tend to rewatch Arrested Development.
That's fair.
I was actually going to say like a random thought that popped into my head. I think through COVID, a lot of people ended up getting more mentally ill or unhealthy or whatever because the isolation was so much. And I don't think some people have like gotten out of that.
It's not even the isolation. It's the combination of isolation, filtered interaction through the internet and your computer.
And no interaction with real human beings.
No interaction with human beings. The fear around getting sick and catching some disease, killing people because the disease is on you and it transfers and you could die and all
don't
this
hug
shit.
Nana.
Don't hug Nana. shutting the schools down. They fucking shut the schools down. And so all these kids are retarded because they lost 1.5 years of actual school. Could you imagine doing school on a fucking computer? I would peace out.
But let me tell you, all of those kids, I can tell you from point of personal experience, is that all of those kids are behind. There's a thing where like they can't interact and there's some missing piece. And us as adults too, I think. And I'm not ever going to say it as an excuse because I'm still going to do my job and do what I have to do.
Right. Yes.
I'm just like my personal life and my work life are so different.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I totally get that. So also I want to talk about mental health, our next two topics. So I want to talk about the homelessness situation and mental health.
What homelessness situation?
And I want to talk about gun violence and mental health.
Let's talk about it.
These are a couple things that are fucking out of control right now because mental illness is running rampant.
It's
right.
Simple. It's isolation and paranoia. That is what it is. These people are all isolated. They're on an island and there's no one there to not let them crack.
The people living on the streets or in RVs or whatever basically have all taken one too many mental health days. Really? I mean, that's what it is. They just made it a permanent mental health day and they didn't take care of it.
They checked out and never checked back in.
And right. Again, as I said, for both people with gun violence who do all these awful things and the shootings or whatever, and then the people who are in the RV all by themselves, they've checked out, but there's nobody checking in on them because the people that are coming to take them out of the freeway underpass, like, again, if you're going to get housing, take it or whatever. But at the same time, are they really getting any care? Is there anyone coming to see them? Is it like someone...
Are you talking about the tiny homes that they've built for homeless people to live in?
I mean...
Is that what you're referring
to? Yeah, but still...
No, people living in RVs and people living on the streets and whatever. But here's the thing, and this is the one thing that's the universal truth to anything mental health, I believe, unless someone's like, they can't make decisions for themselves, extreme cases. But, you know, when we're talking about people just trying to like get through their lives and be as healthy as they can.
Yeah, there's different levels. Like right. If you have a little bit of depression, that's not the same as a full-blown schizophrenic.
I don't own a shopping cart.
The one common thing is that... You can't force someone to get help. It's not about are people checking on these people on the streets. If you don't want to get the help, if people don't want to try to get better, it's hard. You're not going to be successful in helping them. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
You have to want it. That's the universal, whether it's like us talking to a therapist or people living on the street who are so just, they're cool not dealing with it because dealing with it is hard. Dealing with it is
hard. It's worse dealing with it for them.
So the one thing is not the problem that there aren't resources. The problem is how do we get people to take the help that's out there. And part of it is the conversation about talking about mental health. Okay, sure. Like, I don't know the answer to that. I know that's a big problem.
But also a big part of it is that people who are suffering from mental illness don't want to take their drugs. They have the right to not take their drugs. There isn't a loved one or a parent that can get involved and try to help them. If they're 18, they're technically allowed to do what they want, but it's bullshit. It's like if someone was 85 years old with dementia and you let them just fucking do whatever, that would be elder abuse.
Right.
But this is the same thing. These people are out of their minds and they can't make good decisions for themselves. Someone needs to step in and at least get them medicated, get them some help.
The problem is, again, there's people that are not stepping in, number one. And on the flip side, medication does not work for everybody, even if you're taking all the doses or if you're not. Most people, they skip their dose or they're like, this doesn't work. Everybody's tried some shit. Doesn't work for some people. And then I will tell you guys a crazy story that happened to me in college. I was in like a drama course and everybody had like pairs. So you were doing like a couple scene and that was like the big ending of the thing. And there was this one girl who's like a little like interesting or whatever. And at some point her and her boyfriend were supposed to do a scene together. And they were not there. So everybody was like, well, what the fuck? They did not show up. And then literally like a few days after that, we found out that this girl had been on Prozac for multiple months and had some issues or whatever and ended up stabbing her boyfriend in the neck, who almost died. He did not die.
Oh my God.
But that's why they missed the scene. And then you're like, well, what the fuck? She's on the drug she's supposed to be on. So she's depressed. But even when you take the drugs, that shit can happen. Those are those crazy ones. That stayed with me the whole time. So like if I was ever thinking like, oh shit, if I was depressed or what, I go on it. And I'm like, no, because I don't know what it would do to me on the bad side.
So did they stay together? After? No, I really want to know.
The makeup sex I heard was amazing. amazing.
Cut above the rest.
But but with medication, if you could be on it for a little while and your body gets used to it, if she just decided to go off it abruptly, that could contribute to why
or
she went
she
off
got
the
on something else that interacted with it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's
lots
hard to
of
say.
Things.
But that, it's just
or
crazy.
She's just that crazy. Can you imagine though when they had to go back later to finally redo the scene? How awkward that must have been.
I don't think they redid the scene at all. I don't think they were together. I think that that was the end of them. But I'm just saying, so like there's all these things that are out there, and the people that are mentally unwell, sometimes they do all these things to try to get better and they just don't work. They give up early. So there's things that these people need that they're not getting. And it sucks that everybody can't get what they want in this day and age.
But if you try sometimes.
You get what you need.
Exactly.
I could feel like an island sometimes. Like I'm just supposed to do stuff for other people. And then when I'm on my own, I'm like an island.
Well, it's just when you can not deal with your stuff by doing stuff for other people. And so that's why people are probably generally better at doing things for other people.
Not to be an asshole, but life is hard and everyone deals with different shit that they have to go through. And it's like, you've got your thing, I've got my shit. We all have fucking shit that we're dealing with behind the scenes that people don't really know about. This is the easiest life has ever been, if you really think about it. And we are bitching and moaning the most.
No, the easier life was long ago. We only think that it's easy because it's moving so fast.
Why do you think it's easier?
It's not.
Well, there's a difference between easier and simpler. So I do think it was simpler back then. Easier in the sense that because of technology, we're not living in huts and have no heat and washing machines and cars and like all that shit that makes life convenient and more modern and easier. Life is easier with technology. I do think it's going out of control. And like, you guys know how I feel about AI and all this fucking shit. I'm not down.
I was going to say, maybe she thinks it's easier and she has not told us that it's somewhere in this place there is a bidet that we have not been invited to. Yeah, you have a bidet.
No.
Why not?
First of all, even if I had a bidet, why am I inviting you to the bidet? What,
why
are we going to share the bidet?
The water that goes
that
in
makes
the-
you
no
shouldn't
sense.
Share the bidet.
No, that's disgusting.
I think that life was easier 20, 30 years ago because there was less.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like 1700s versus early 2000s. It's
right.
Easier now. Like, we don't
versus
deal with
the
shit.
Last
like, yeah.
50 years.
We're not fucking like going, what is it? The wagon trail?
Oregon Trail?
The Oregon Trail.
We're
not dying of dysentery anymore.
Yeah, we're not fucking dealing with all the shit of trying to get across and
broken axle tongues and shit.
I don't like to wipe my vagina with dirt, so you're right.
All of that's a nightmare. I don't know. Like, if you think that we are reincarnated, I can't imagine myself living like that. Like, do I have it in me to be that tough?
Yeah.
To live that life? I'm very delicate. So I just think I don't know how long I would survive.
Your rations got stolen by Indians. Lose three nights.
What do you mean we're going camping? I can't do that.
Point of personal privilege.
Bring the portable bidet with you.
I would like to think that back in the day, I had four men who were carrying me in one of those like...
Oh, you're fucking Egyptian and shit.
Yeah.
She's fucking Egyptian.
That's how I would get around town. Is it pee? Do you guys think it's pee?
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.